こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから試してみてください。1個目、来年の米大統領選挙に備え、今週月曜日、Facebook 社はフェイクニュース拡散防止のための新たな対策を発表しました。Facebook 社は第三者機関に情報の精査を依頼していますが、Instagram の投稿のうち誤った情報であることが確定しているものについては、来月から誤情報ラベルが付けられ、ユーザーはワンクリックしないと投稿が見られないようになります。また、ユーザーが誤情報を含む投稿を拡散しようとすると、誤情報を含みますが、それでも投稿しますか?という文面と、ソースとなるリンクが表示されます。誤情報の可能性がある投稿について、真偽を確かめている間は、ハッシュタグ検索やエクスプローラータブでの露出を抑える予定です。
On Monday, Facebook announced new anti-fake news measures it will take in preparation for the U.S. presidential election next year.While Facebook is currently having third-party contractors evaluate the veracity of information on the network, starting next month, certain Instagram posts will be evaluated by their team and potentially labeled as containing false information, requiring an additional click for users to view the post. Furthermore, if a user attempts to share a post containing false information, a message appears stating, "Independent fact-checkers say this post includes false information." Your post will include a notice saying it's false.Are you sure you want to share? For posts which could contain false information, while they are being evaluated, they will be suppressed from hashtag search queries as well as from the explore tab.
そう、まあ、suppress までいくか分からないけど、reduced と言ってた。あの、これまで Facebook は、まあ、こういうファクトチェック。
What's the difference between suppressed and like reduced?
I don't know. I don't know. Suppress sounded a bit
sounds
stronger.
Like the same thing.
But okay. なんか eliminate までは多分いかないけど、その出てくる回数が多分減るとかっていう意味だと思ってる。
But if you search for the hashtag, it should appear, right?
I guess.
I mean, you're searching for that hashtag.
それかもっと下にランキングが下がるとかってことじゃないの？
Hmm.It seemed like it just wouldn't show up, but it wasn't clear to me exactly.
まあ、Explore tab についてはあれだよね。普通に露出が下がる。だから多分で、出す人数を減らすとか。
Well, the Explore tab doesn't show everyone's stuff in the first place, right? There's just not enough screen space. I think if it was labeled as false information, it probably wouldn't show up in the Explore tab at all, right? I mean, they're saying...
Yeah, once
that would be
once
Instagram.
It has the label, but they're talking about before they put the label on, but they kind of think that it's false, then...
But they're not
time
sure
lag
yet,
がある
right?
So, なんかその第三者機関がこれが本当か嘘かっていうのを確認するのに時間がかかるじゃん。でも投稿はもうされてしまっている。その間にどんどん拡散されるっていうのがあるから、そのタイムラグをどうにかするための施策として、その露出を、まあ、reduce するって言ってた。だからまあその方法はちょっと、ディテールはわかんないけど。
That would be, that would have a serious impact.On the sharing of that content, you know, because it's not as relevant anymore, right?
So, so で今まで Instagram のこういう誤情報拡散防止対策みたいなのってあんまりこう結構ゆるゆるだっていうのが指摘されてきていて、で Facebook もまあインスタは Facebook に比べてそんなにみんな見てないしみたいな。なんか結構ダウンプレイしてきたんだよね。ただ2週間前にあのアメリカ政府がの上院議会の調査で、まあエレクションとか IRA とかの情報がインスタグラムが一番、まあ、影響力が大きいみたいな。
Did it say that?
うん。Most useful tool と言ったのかな。
I read the report and they were saying that about Twitter.
Ah, yeah? Oh, yeah. Maybe like...
And not Instagram.
Maybe they were comparing Facebook and Instagram then. Because it's the same. It's the same company.
They were talking about both. But mostly they were focused on the... what's the organization called? The information research? Well, IRA stands for Internet Research Agency. That's right. And the IRA spent around $100,000 on propaganda and produced some thousands, maybe tens or hundreds of thousands of posts on various platforms. And the report's very... Have you read the report?
No. Not the committee one, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Most articles I've seen about the report, I think, are misleading. Yeah.
I didn't read about it either. Just this one, so. But,
It's like 86 pages long.
Okay.
I read maybe the first 20 pages. After that, it gets into like...
Numbers?
Russian intelligence and KGB sort of historical precedent. And it's like...
Instagram, その、まあ、これは大統領選アメリカ控えてるからそこにフォーカスして Facebook もステートメントを作ってたんだけど、まあ、それだけじゃなくてやっぱり偽医学みたいなあの情報もすごい多いんだよねやっぱりあの、まあ、美容系もそうだし医療もそうだしで特にインスタグラム写真がメインだから、まあ、あのなんかそういうこうなんか健康志向の人とか美容をすごい好きな人とかそういう人にターゲットを絞った偽の情報もすごい多い今日本だと血液クレンジングがここ数日すごいこう
What's that?
なんか血液を抜いて酸化させて戻すみたいななんか取った血液が黒いんだけどその特別なトリートメントをすると真っ赤に戻って健康な血を体に戻しますみたいな Basically what your lungsare doing. だから全然やる意味ないんだけど、まあ、それを
So what's the procedure exactly? Because there are things like that that are effective.
Yeah, not this one. あのね、ちょっと待って。
So one thing that they've done is they'll draw people's blood and then they'll put it in a centrifuge.
あ、そうそうそう。それじゃない。それじゃない。
People regenerate their own blood cells.
Yeah.
And then
そう、そのスピンするやつはアスリートとかもやってるけど、それじゃなくて、なんか単純に抜いて戻すだけみたいな。オゾン、あ、医療用オゾンを血液に混ぜて反応させる点滴。それで、こう、老化防止、健康改善、なんか風邪が治るとか、がんが治るとか、まあとにかくいろんな。ことを言ってる病院とかお医者さんとかがいて、まあ、全然根拠がないんだけど、それを芸能人とかにもお金を払って、まあ、インスタとかツイッターとかで拡散させてたみたいな。まあ、あとは、反ワクチンもそうだし、EM 菌とか、これもまあ、日本特有かもしれないけど、EM 菌は。こう、結構、やっぱり多いよね、そういう。
Well, what's...
こう、不安を煽って、変なものを買わせるとか。
I see a lot of fraudulent business through advertising on Facebook and on Instagram. Not people's posts, but advertising that, you know, business partners of Instagram and Facebook. I'm sure you see it too. On Facebook, you see ads for things that are an absolute scam, fraud, weird loophole type stuff all the time. You know, get your driver's license and 3 months in this weird, shady, like stuff like that all the time. And so it's weird to me that they're, you know, clamping down on users and telling us what's true and what's false, right? So, arbiters of truth, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, he knows what the facts are, right? It's absurd.
So, this is
towards like, so replace Instagram with.Beijing, for example, just control F and just imagine, because if social media companies, Silicon Valley, can, they're going to have a preference for who should be president in the future for the next whatever years, right? Well, if they can say, well, that's fake and this is true and that, you know,
yeah.
that is absurd. You live.
Yeah, that's obviously a problem. And also,
it's a corporatocracy. It's not a country run by the people. Edward Snowden said something interesting about this. He was on Rogan recently, but he was talking about how we've shifted from us being a partner to government. You know, the government works for us, to becoming subjects of government. And the only way that could get worse is if government was in some weird relationship with, you know, Silicon Valley, and they get to decide what's true and what's not true. And you will live in something, you know, the corporatocracy version of an authoritarian, you know, communist regime or something.
So, それもちろん問題だし、もう一個思ったのは、こう、た、例えばだけど、Facebook で、まあ、例えば私の知り合いで、なんか結構な反ワクチンの人がいるのね、Facebook に。で、彼は、まあ、論文を結構恣意的に切り取ったような、こう画像をアップしたりとかしてシェアしてるんだけど、例えばそこで、Facebook 側からこれは嘘の情報ですよって彼に通告が行くとするじゃん。その時に彼が、あ、そっか、嘘なんだって思うと思えないのね。多分逆に、あ、Facebook までが自分のことを騙そうとしてる。
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is injecting us with lies.
そう。で、特にそういう Facebook なんて大企業なわけで、反ワクチンの人っていうのは、そういう大企業に対して懐疑的な思いがあるから反ワクチンになってるわけじゃん。だからそういう Facebook から、これは嘘だよ、シェアしないでくださいって言われることが逆効果になって、今までだったら少なくとも Facebook 上で会話できるじゃん。なんか、その Facebook っていうプラットフォーム自体はオープンなものであるから、反ワクチンだろうが、そうじゃないかろうが、もう同じプラットフォーム上で普通に話せるけど、こう、そういう人たちが、あ、じゃあ Facebook も問題の一部だから Facebook 使うのやめようとか、そうすると、こう、分断がさらにすごいものになっちゃうじゃん。
Yeah, it's just, it causes this self-selecting balkanization of what people believe.
今すでに Facebook 上でも分断されてるけど、
It'll be much worse. その
プラットフォーム自体も分断しちゃうみたいなってなっちゃうと、もう相手の意見を見ることすらもない。だからそういう人が存在するっていうのを知る機会すらもないってなっちゃうと、それはそれでちょっとどうかなと思うけど。
It's a platform where you can freely communicate anything that Facebook thinks is true.
Yeah.そう
yeah, that sounds like
難しいよね。ただこうだからといってじゃあこう絶対に抗がん剤はやっちゃいけませんみたいな情報が蔓延してるのを。
There are things that you believe, that I believe, that anyone believes, that Facebook would tell you that's not true. You know, anyone believes something that Facebook's going to tell you that's not true. And then you know, does this extend into like?You know, what are people allowed to say without being suppressed, without being deranked? It's the same problem as in China.
そう、難しいよね。だから、Facebook とか、Google とか。
Freedom is more important than Facebook's version of truth.
そう、ただ Facebook とか Google とか Twitter とかって民間企業なわけじゃん。だから、例えばこういうフェイクニュースが蔓延してますってなった時にその責任をもちろん問われるし問われるべきであるし、まあ、そこから利益を得てるわけだから、こうなんか社会的責任はあるけれども民間企業民間が運営しているものでもあってそこにある程度自由もあるべきだしなんかこう今まで民間企業でここまで力を持ってみんなのボイスを取り上げるか上げるか自分で選べるみたいなっていう、例がないじゃん今まで人類の歴史の中でだから多分誰も答え持ってないし難しいと思うんだけど
We just have a massive Silicon Valley corporation saying that they're going to curate what people can believe and communicate they believe And I mean, I know a lot of people are applauding this as the final solution,、うん、but I think it's the final nail.、
うん、私は正直なんかこうどう思えばいいのか分かんない。その
Mark Zuckerberg for president. Might as well. What's the difference?
だから全部こう自由にさせろって普段は思うんだけど、表現の自由とか、それが間違ってる情報だとしても、こう封殺されるっていうのはおかしい。ただよくよく考えると、これは民間企業であって、こうどこまでの責任をこう持たなきゃいけないのか、こうどこまで。
If they're a platform, they don't have responsibility to censor human beings that are just trying to express themselves on a platform.
ただそこでこ
う広告、so shot, ただ、like、assassinated?
ただそこで広告とかを入れて収入を得てるわけじゃん。そのプラットフォームを使って、mm-hmm. とかその個人情報を売ったりとかしてさ、それこそ。そうなると全く責任がないっていうわけじゃないから、まあなんか難しいなと思うし、こう単純に変なキュレーションサイトみたいな。
Everything's becoming a weird curation site now.
の先にどうにかしろって思う。日本は例えばその例えばだけど子育てに関してこう不安に思ってる両親っていうのはたくさんいるわけじゃん。それに対してのもう嘘の情報めちゃくちゃ多いとか、例えば私も猫が死にそうな時に猫が死にそうだから何でもググるじゃん。でそうするとその猫が死にそうな人向けに何か物を売りつけてこようとするサイトとかがめちゃくちゃ出てくるわけ。なんかそういうのから先になんかそれすらもできてないから、こう Facebook っていう一民間企業に完璧さを求めるっていうのはそれは無理だよなとも思う。こうなんか母乳を詰まらないためにするには絶対和食みたいな、和食しか食べちゃいけませんみたいなさ、え、じゃあ日本以外の国の人全部詰まってんのかいっていう話じゃん。なんかそういうこう
People are believing much more dangerous ideas than like, you know, false health tips and stuff. Like there are serious
yeah, for sure.
bad ideas. And if you want to make those bad ideas real, then you should try to censor them and you should try to, you know, become the authority on what's true. And it stops, it just stops being a platform. If I go onto Twitter or Facebook or whatever I'm going on,You know, I can follow who I want to. I can more or less see what I want to see. And I don't need to... I'm not a baby. It's like, oh, someone said something that's not true. Well, maybe I can communicate with that person. Maybe I can change their mind about that. Not anymore.
Right.
So we're preventing humans from having the natural conversation about these things. And instead of having the conversation and doing the work required...to find the truth, we're just saying, no, we think you're wrong, you know, bug off our platform. And then you're going to create, you know, serious silos where people take ideas like flat earth or the moon hoax or whatever quite seriously.
Yeah.
And then there's no getting them back.
Yeah. あとその、なんで嘘の情報を拡散するのがダメなのかっていう話が結構、なんか、ずれてる場合があると思って、
その people will vote for someone you don't want them to vote for. It's a big problem.
その例えばこう、まあ反ワクチンでも何でもいいんだけど、こう何か心配事があって、まあいろいろ調べた結果そういう考えに至って、でみんなの利益のために自分は声を上げなくちゃいけないと思って頑張ってる人がいるわけじゃない？でその人たちをアタックしたいわけじゃなくて、あのお医者さんとかっていうのはとか専門家っていうのはじゃなくて、それを言うことによって利益を得てる人たちがいるからじゃん。それを言うことによって、
well, there's profit to be made on all sides.
Well, it depends. It depends on the issue.
Well, if we're talking about medical services,
例えばそのさっきの血液クレンジングとかさ、その全く根拠がないやらなくていいような偽医療をこうなんだろう、これは嘘です嘘ですっていうことによって、過去にやったことある人とかみんなに勧めてた人とか、こう良かれと思ってやってた人は、あ、自分が攻撃されてたって思っちゃう人もいるわけじゃん。でもそうじゃなくて、それはこう 血液クレンジングを売ることによって儲けてる人たちとか、それを広告することによってお金をもらってる有名人の人とかがいることが問題なんであって、その信じてる人自体をアタックするのはちょっと違うじゃん、
うん、
ただなんかその2つのレイヤーがたまにごっちゃになってこう喧嘩みたいになったりとか、すごいディフェンシブになったりとか、なんかそういうトレンドもあるから。
Oh, what do you think about this new initiative? Like, as...
well, as I said, as I don't know what to think, because...
Isn't it obviously really bad? Or is that not obvious? I just think it's obvious.
その、普通に全然、なんていうの?もう責任の何もない一消費者からしたら、まあ、私個人的には普段はさっきも言ったようにもう自由にみんなが発言できるべきだと思うのね。ただ自分が例えば Facebook で働いてる人だとして、別にそのなんか悪い意図は全然ない、いい意図しかない。でミスインフォメーションが自分たちのプラットフォーム上でめちゃくちゃ拡散されているのを見たときに、あ、これはどうにかしたいなって思うのも人間として自然だろうなとも思う。
I think, you know, people are responsible for what they say, and if they believe something, they're responsible for that too. And that's part of, that's a natural, beautiful part of being a human being, is that, you know, if I decide I want to do whatever you're talking about, the blood face, whatever it is, then I can make that mistake. Because the status quo, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever the authority is, historically, we've been wrong about a lot of stuff, especially health stuff,
yeah.
All kinds of stuff. The bleeding edge of science is like 50% wrong.
Right.
And so if people can't communicate and talk about things that just simply disagree with whatever the, you know, mainstream authority Zuckerberg position on something is, like,
right,
it's just absurd. I don't know what else to say. I mean, if this is the direction people want to go, like, good luck. Good luck to all of our descendants.
だから2チャンネルとかはそういう姿勢だったわけじゃん。そのこのボード上で話されることについては運営側は責任はないっていう、でそれは正しいかだと思うのね。なんかそういう場を提供してるわけだから、それいちいち責任取ってたらやっぱり言論を封じないとやっていけなくなっちゃうから。 Facebook ってもうちょっとこうさ、なんだろう、インフラ的な扱いされてるじゃん。だからこそこう責任を問われがちというかさ、なんかそういうプラ、なんかそういう嘘の情報をずっとホストし続ける責任者みたいなさ。でこう例えば Facebook とか Twitter とか全くない状態で反ワクチンとかが例えばそこまで広まるのかとか、じゃあ選挙の結果がそこまで左右されるのかっていう話じゃん。
So this isn't just about like vaccines or like, I mean, this is, they're going to be able to do this with everything.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So not just the stuff that, you know, you and I agree with, but there are many things like,
yeah,
imagine that their position wasanti-vaccine right now. If Zuckerberg right now was anti-vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
And then if anyone said vaccines worked, he would just suppress it from the platform.
Yeah, I know.
Is that power that we want them to have? I think the answer is probably no. I mean, if we're going to keep using them, those platforms.
だから政府だったらそれが言えるわけじゃん。そのいつ政権が誰に変わるか分かんないから、だから自分にとって今都合がいいからいいやっていうのでは危ないよっていう。それがその民間の企業になった時どこまで外野が言えるもんなのかなっていう。その Google だってそうじゃん。その今はイーボーにならないようにって言って強大なパワーを持ってるわけだけど、例えば急にめちゃくちゃイーボーな考え方になって、もうプライバシーとか、まあ、プライバシーだけじゃなくて何でもかんでもこう悪い風になる可能性もあるわけじゃん。でもそれは
Not everything they're doing now is that good. You know?
Yeah. でもそれですらもさ、こう、例えば、イーボーだから消費者が離れていくっていうのはもちろんあるじゃん。で、イーボーだから Facebook 使うのやめようって、それもありじゃん。ただ、その、こういう人がこの会社のトップになって、こういう考えを会社として持っちゃいけないみたいな、っていうのはないわけじゃん。政府じゃないから。だからそれも難しくない？
It's just...I don't know. I think it's just it's fairly straightforward that we.
そのどこまで企業として大きくなったらどれぐらいの責任を負うのかっていう、そのどこがティッピングポイントなのかもよくわかんないけど、例えば。
I don't think it's a size issue. I don't think there's a tipping point with the size of the platform. I think the system itself, if it's on sound values, in other words, you know, Facebook isn't an arbiter of the truth.Then it doesn't matter how large it is. But if they're going to start to decide what's true and what's not true, then I do have a problem with them being larger because they're censoring more people and they're limiting more conversation. If someone believes something that isn't true, let them post it and then people can have a discussion about it. It's up to human beings to tell that person they're wrong, not Facebook, not Instagram. I don't need companies to go around telling people, oh, you shouldn't believe that.
例えばその今どんどんレポートが出てるようにソーシャルメディアで誤情報が拡散された結果、こうなんだろう、選挙の影響に結果が出ましたとか、じゃあワクチン打たない人がこれぐらい増えましたとかってなったとしても、それはもう人間のバカさが原因なだけであって、それはそのままであるべきっていう考えっていうこと。
Yeah, pretty much、
うん、
And I think it's you know it's not 100% one way or the other.
Yeah.
But we can't have some company, you know, I mean, they could essentially determine political outcomes with this sort of a tool. I mean, this is like, I don't know. I have no idea how people are okay with it. I just don't understand it.
Hmm. Very bad idea. Instagram で free the nipple っていうやつずっとあるじゃん。ハッシュタグ、
mm-hmm.
その男性の乳首はいいけど、女性の乳首がちょっとでも見えてると出産シーンとかだったとしてもテイクダウンされちゃう問題みたいな。でそれがこう、まあ、長い間たまにこう問題になるわけだけど、それもこう理想論を言えば、そのちゃんと見分けて、これは別にエロじゃないなっていうもの、もう明らかに普通に母乳あげてるとか出産のやつとか、こう人間として美しいみたいなものに関しては消さなくてもいいのになって思ったりするんだけど、ただこう投稿の量もすごいし、何度も言うけど民間企業だから、例えばこれが私の会社だとして、私が女性のに乳首は投稿してほしくないと思えば、本当はそれはそれでいいはずじゃん。ただこうこんだけ規模が大きいし利益も大きいから、なんとなくこう社会的な責任もすごい大きいってなってるけどさ。
Well, we have, I mean, society has certain notions about what, at what age, you know, certain kinds of content would be appropriate, or, you know, depending on what your ideological basis might be for living, you may not want to interact with certain kinds of content. So it makes sense, you know, it's, this is, you know, you can't just post pictures of people's heads cut off.Or, you know, horrible, mutilated, whatever.
Right.
Because it's shocking and it upsets people, you know. But ideas and thoughts and information, like whether, you know, a fact or non-fact, a factual statement, like, you know, this building is blue. And then...or the dress is, what is it, blue or gold or whatever?
昔さ、break.com だっけ、こうサイトですごいグロい動画とか、まあ面白い動画もあるし、グロい動画も全然 OK みたいなプラットフォームがあって、なんか YouTube のもっとの、こう、もうちょっと大人版っていうのかわかんないけど、今の。なんかそれとかも、こう、うちはそういうものですってしてるわけじゃん。だからどんなにグロいのとか出てくるかもしれないけど、知らないよ、それ分かった上で見てねっていう。で、あれはこうインスタとかツイッターとかフェイスブックみたいに巨大じゃなかったから別にそれでいいけど、例えば 今 YouTube が方針転換して、あ、もううちはグロいのも全部 OK にしますとかってなったらすごい怒られるわけじゃん。でポルノとかも全部 OK にしますって言って、それも怒られるわけじゃん。そういうなんかこう、いつの間にかテック企業にすごい期待をしてるというかさ、ある意味こう社会的に絶対に正しい存在じゃないといけないみたいな。
Well, you just want to give individuals more control of the information that they receive. You know, so if I want to follow someone, you know, and they post all day that, you know, saying that the earth is flat, I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to be like, oh, no, that's not true. And then I can't see their content or something.
Right.
You know, and it's just... It's just...neotenizing. It's making us into children, and then we're all babies under Zuckerberg's wing.
普段は完全にマイケルと同意なんだけど、その最近よく考えてるのが、だそれが嫌なんだったら違うプラットフォームに行けばいいじゃんって Facebook は言えちゃうわけじゃん。だからそう、どこまでしてみんなをこうプリーズしないといけないのかっていう問題、なんか。それも企業としてのディシジョンなんだけど。
Well, I think they should, if you're saying you're a platform, then you should allow individuality and you shouldn't discriminate against individuals because of what they say.
Right.
You can attack the idea, you know, but don't attack the person. Don't suppress them or, you know.All of these things. And I think attacking the idea is what the other people on the platform are for. Not,
right.
You know, why doesn't Zuckerberg just comment on it himself directly each time? It's just, it's
on
absurd.
Each issue, you mean?
Well, yeah, because I mean, he doesn't have time to do that, right? So he's hiring a team of mini Zuckerbergs that are going to go around and yeah. say like, no, that's not true. The earth is round. Come on.Right?
Yeah.
But like people believe different things. Most people in the world don't agree on God, death, heaven, reincarnation, any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And people just don't agree. And so the world is globalizing. People are becoming more and more connected. The whole world needs to come online at the same time. And we can't be held to the standards of one culture, one company, one worldview. There are many worldviews operating on this planet.And they're not all secular, scientific, round earth. You know, there's all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And we should be inclusive of all kinds of people who believe all kinds of things and not, you know, drive them off into their own silos, you know, where we don't even think to go over there and talk to them about what they're believing because we don't even see them on the platforms.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. It's just...That Facebook is not a government, so なんかそこは
Is it a platform or is it a publisher? Is it a curator?
Are they trying、Whose、to become a curator? Isn't that what they are going for? Like it,
well, everyone
it
wants、
like、
more
it.
control. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So 一個なんか最近さ、Zuckerberg のがなんかスピーチ、大学かなんかでスピーチしてオリジンストーリーが変わってるみたいの見た
Oh, I haven't seen that.
その Facebook のオリジンとして、まあ、ソーシャルネットワークとか映画もあったじゃん。結局その、hot or not のどっちが美人でしょうみたいなのをレーティングするやつから始まったっていうのが今までずっと語られてた話なのに、急になんかこの間のスピーチでは、イラクの戦争の時に、なんか、自分にもっとできることがあるはずと思って始めたみたいな、すごい高尚なバージョンにすり替わってて、みんなが、はあ、何言ってんだみたいな。
Maybe they're both true.
でもなんかだったらそれをもっと前から言ってるはずじゃん。それが本当なら。
Maybe. I mean, you can assume that he's lying, but I don't like Zuckerberg, but I'm not going to try to, you know, read his mind.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of strange that suddenly you changed the origin story. I mean, it's not Marvel.
Well, he's not going to make it sound like, worse multiple... over time.In 10 years, it's going to sound even more amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's just weird to me.
That's normal.
次、米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたイェール大学の研究で、人は他人の話し方から社会階級を見極める能力に長けており、たった15秒から20秒、相手が単語を7つ発した段階ですでにある程度高い精度になっていました。 チームは短い音声からその人の性別、学歴、年齢、人種を被験者に当てさせたり、自己紹介の音声を聞く被験者と読む被験者に分けてみるなどの実験のほか、仕事の面接の音声を人事経験のある人々に聞かせ、社会階級が面接に及ぼす影響を調べました。すると、社会階級は話の内容自体よりも発音や話し方で判断されていたほか、社会階級が高いと判断された人の方が面接の合否、給与やボーナスの額において有利になっていました。
In a paper published in the American Academy of Sciences by researchers at Yale University, people are capable of accurately predicting the class of another person based on only 15 to 20 seconds, or about 7 words of speech. The team had subjects guess gender, education, age, and race based on either a few seconds of speech, listening to or reading a transcript of people describing themselves, or in one case, they had subjects with HR experience listen to recorded job interviews. The researchers found that participants guessed the class of the speaker not primarily by the content of their speech, but rather by their pronunciation and manner of speech. Furthermore, those perceived as higher class were more likely to have successful interviews and be offered more pay.
そう、これはそもそも貧富の差みたいな、その経済格差が多分コアにあって書いてる論文だから、その面接で有利になる不利になるみたいな話も出てきてたんだけど、その最初の15秒から20秒の段階で相手のソーシャルクラスを見分けられちゃうってことは、つまり仕事の面接に行ってもう最初の無駄話、あ、君どこから来たのとか、あ、今日暑いですねみたいな段階でもうインプレッションが頭の中に出来上がっちゃってるっていうことなんだよね。
And was this just voice? So they couldn't see the person?
そう、
hmm.
だからで、そうで、読むとやっぱりそこまで分かんないんだって、聞かないと。だから話し方とか発音、
But it's a transcript, right?
そう、
I feel like if you ask someone to write something, you may be able to tell.
ああ、そうだね。そうだね。いや、でも transcript って書いてあったから、だから言葉遣いっていうよりも話し方。その音だよね、完全に。
うん、
すごい面白いなと思った。で、ついでにこのアレクサとかシリとかパーソナルアシスタントもある程度高い社会階級の人っぽい喋り方になっているわけじゃん、
うん、
だから多くの人がある意味で、それがこう実際に一般的かどうかは別として、ある意味標準っていう風に認識する話し方、だからテレビの人とかもそう、アナウンサーとかもそうだけど、
うん、
だからそれ結構面白いなと思った。確かにアレクサとかシリはなんかちゃんとしなんだろう、ちゃんとした人みたいな感じだもんね。
うん、
こう朝早く起きてそうみたいな。
うん。What do you think about, like, how would you define class? I guess they're...
なんかこのペーパーでは、エデュケーション、だから学歴、年収、職業の有無、
うん、
だ仕事があるか無職かとかっていうのを社会階級っていう風にしてた。だから高卒なのか中卒なのか大学卒業してるかとか、
mm-hmm. Do you feel like you notice that sort of thing yourself in people? When you meet people, it's like, oh, this person's ちょっと不良とか、
うん、でもその、ま、この研究でも指摘されていたのが、結局同じような社会階級の人としか触れ合わないわけじゃん。つまりその面接でも、で面接でも同じような社会階級の人をみんな取るわけだから、
mm-hmm.
こう大卒ばっかりのところに急に小学校しか行ってないみたいな人が入るっていうのは、どんなに頭良くてもなかなか難しい状況になっちゃってる。だから自分で考えてみても、こう大体みんな同じぐらいの、だから別にそれを意識してわざとやってるわけじゃないんだけど、当然大体同じぐらいのこう学歴とか年収とかの人にしか会わなくない？ そのちゃんと話をするっていう意味では。
You must have a good discriminating ability to avoid all these lower class people that are scurrying around.
Avoid してるっていうか、その会う機会がなくない？
I have a lot of friends that are would be considered 不良 or not, you know, from like cars or from kickboxing.
So
a lot of people in Kakutoi. I used to go to like places where it's like 500 yen per session とか. And it was like, it's... So I know a lot of people that are like...would be considered low class by higher class people.
なんか私が大学、まあ、18歳から20歳ぐらいまで付き合ってた人はそのいつも出てくる長野の彼氏で、それはスペシャルオリンピックスの時に出会ったから全然こう接点も何もなくて出会ったんだけど、彼はまあ、高校卒業して大学行ってなくて、彼の周り全員大学行ってないし、でも普通になんか別に何のギャップも感じなかったんだよね。
Back then.
Yeah. なんかこう、違いはあるよ。その地方と東京みたいな。で、あっちにはめちゃくちゃそういうことも言われたけど、なんかさすが都会みたいな、ちょっとある意味、ばかりされたりとか。でも、なんかその、クラスっていう意味で。
It's kind of geographical in Japan, I feel like.You know, like where you live is kind of your class. If you live in, you know, Minantoku, or if you live in like,
まあでもどこの国もそうじゃない？例えば今サンフランシスコに住んでるって言ったらさ、絶対。
No, there's tons of homeless people there.
Oh yeah, homeless か超金持ちかどっちかみたいな感じじゃん。Yeah, that's the gentrification してるところとか。
Yeah, so there are a lot of low class people and high class people living in the same place in the United States. This is true in many, many, many cities. It's completely normal. And there is some like division, but oftentimes it's just you walk a couple blocks over and then there are the low class people.
Right?
So called.
Yeah.
And in Japan, it's kind of, there's more of a general, you know, if you live in like,I don't know, Okubo or something. You might be a little bit lower class among Tokyo people. I lived in Asagaya and I used to go to Okubo all the time. So.
Okay.
And all my friends who lived in that.
That makes it okay.
Yeah, well, I don't consider myself necessarily a high class person, so I'm not...
Well, but then you are, in reality, you are, right? That's the problem.
I'd still drive my super furyo...Kaizel shop, and I get pulled over by the police all the time. No one's noticed if my class has changed. That's for sure.
But, you know, like, I think that's the problem. I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, それこそ、Facebook...
Are you classist?
No, but classist? Like, Facebook 上だけじゃなくても、こう、その分断ってすごいじゃん。だから例えば私キリスト教系の学校行ってたから、そのボランティアに行くっていうのめちゃくちゃいっぱいあったのね。だそこでそのアル中元アル中のおじさんたちがみんな一緒に住んでるところにご飯を作りに行くとかもあったんだけど、なんかそういうところに行ったら、まあ普段会わないようなさ人たちなわけじゃん。そのなんか。こう生活保護とか受けてる人ももちろんいるし、なんかこう自分の世界が超狭いというかさ、なんか本当に同じような人たちとしか暮らしてないんだ。特に高校生までの間はずっとこうすごい厳しい女子校に行ってて、みんななんか同じような家族、同じような家族って言ったらあれだけど、まあ同じような家庭環境、家の年収とかさ、だったから、大学に行って初めて、あ、すごい多様性って思ったけど、それも今考えるとすごいアホらしいじゃん。大学だって大体みんな、まあ、高校までよりは差があるけど、そう。だから自分はいかにこう世間知らずかっていうことを今もすごい思う。なんかたまにテレビとか見てても思う。
How, you know how like, I guess,In the States, there'll be things like how you hold your spoon. You know, or do you put your elbows...
お箸ね。お箸。
Yeah, like... 持ち方、right?
そうそうそう、箸の持ち方。
And then that's like an indicator of your class,、yeah. right?And how you chew and your posture, right?
Yeah.
Your posture is really important. You know, so if you come from a good home, then you'll probably have good posture.
Yeah, yeah.
But if not, then your neck will set.
Mm.
And there are certain food habits that are low class. Most of it's just like behavior. And I think people can appear to be a higher class individual without...doing very much. It's just whether you、mm. know those things or not. So like、so、I used、right. to eat with my spoon like this、
mm.
and then someone told me like, why are you eating with like a prison grip? You know?
How old were you?、
too old to be holding it that way.
Okay.
But you know, then I started to have this dainty like hold.
Dainty.
Yeah, yeah, this delicate, you know, daintyhold on spoons、
yeah.
so I don't look like I just、like I'm an ex-con or something、
hmm.
you know, and there are little things like that, but they're different in different places, different cultures, but it is interesting how you can tell.
今まで何回かこう Twitter とかでバイリンガルニュースを聞いてて、なんかそういうこうマミとかマイケルが知らず知らずに世間知らずな、世間知らずっていうか、その、まあ、当たり前のように大学まで行ってとか、
mm-hmm.
なんかこう本当にお金に困って路頭に迷うみたいなことがないのがなんかムカつくじゃないけど、こうなんかちょっと嫌になって聞けなくなっちゃうみたいなことを言われたことがあって、でもその、uh-huh. なんかその
気持ちは、well, I went to public schoolAnd my family had like a 1992 Odyssey until like last year. Like we've...
Right.
I'm not...
でもこうなんか日本でインター行ってとかさ、それだけでもやっぱり、
mm-hmm. That was like,
高いし。
Yeah, and I feel bad for my parents that they spent that much on インター。Yeah.
だからこう、なんかそれを別に、なんかうちも別にお金持ちってわけじゃないし、ただこうすごいこう金銭的にめちゃくちゃ苦労するみたいな、
うん、
でも明日食べるものもないみたいなさ、
うん、
ことにはなったことないし、
I have, you know, I've been not like in a way where there was no way I could get help if I needed it.
Yeah, but, that's what I mean though, likeBecause a lot of people are in that kind of a situation where, like, they、yeah. can't ask anybody and they're really,、mm-hmm. like, done, you、
yeah.
know? And, なんかそういうのを考えると、本当に自分の世界は狭いなって思う。よく。いや、だから何って感じなんだけど、なんか、そういう、なんか Twitter で今までそれを言われるたびに、なんかそうだよなって思って、なんかこう例えば、まあ、最近よく日本のツイッターでフリーランスが一番いいよみたいな、フリーランス最高、もうサラリーマンなんてやめちゃえみたいなのが流行ってんのよ。なんかそれで情報商材みたいなので儲けてる人たちがいるわけよ、うん、で私もフリーランスの方が絶対向いてるし、フリーランス好きだし、会社で9時5時とかもうやりたくないなって思うんだけど、かといってみんなにやりなよとは言えないなって思ってて、いつもそのベネフィッツとかがやっぱ少ないし、年金とか厚生年金の方が絶対いいし、妊娠出産も会社に属してる方がお金めっちゃもらえるし、なんかこう得する部分はいっぱいあるわけじゃん。だからそのフォールバックプランが何もない人もいるわけだから、そういう人に対してこう無責任に会社なんて辞めちゃえよみたいな、なんかそういうのもおかしい。
You know, some people feel like sorry, go ahead.
それはこうなんか自分が恵まれてるだけなのに、なんか単に運が良かっただけなのに、うん、こう一般論みたいに言ってこう人からお金を巻き上げるみたいなのを見てると、ちょっとなんかなって思ったりする。
You can spend your whole life, you know, just working for some company and hating your job and nothing interesting happens and then you die. I always think, like, how far is the floor? So you just need to measure the distance to the floor. So let's say whatever your idea is, whatever you want to do, if you fail spectacularly, what will your situation look like? And then accept that. Accept that that might be where you end up. You know, that's, you know, I started a company trying to do something completely, you know, I was doing page speed optimization. It was like programming right. work. And then Google came out with a product that obliterated that. And, you know, that was just, you just measure the distance to the floor. If you have to eat cabbage every day and...
Yeah, but like, what if you didn't have parents, for example, you know, then that would make a huge difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
like, talk to friends and figure something out.
Well, you know, maybe they don't have friends either. So, you know, like, I think really, like, some people have absolutely no choice. And it's weird because on Twitter, people can, it's only 140 letters and you don't know where you're coming from. Like, you don't know where the other people are coming from, right? So mm-hmm. I see a lot of these, like,
なんて言うんだろうね。こうずれ? Uh-huh.
それがちょっとなんか面白いところでもあり怖いところでもあるなっていつも思う。例えばなんか虐待の話、最近よく思うのがこう虐待してるお母さんにこうダメ、虐待なんてダメ、お前は悪い人だって言っても意味ないわけじゃん。だから虐待を本当に減らすためにはやれることってたくさんあって、その例えばお母さん側に、まあお母さんお父さん側にサポートをするとか、その心理的なサポートするとか、あの、まあ、金銭的なのもそうだし、こう、ダメダメとか、お前は悪いやつだって言うんじゃなくて、その人の気持ちに立ってサポートしてあげれば、虐待をしなくて済むようになる人もたくさんいますよっていう話が一つあって、それは、こう、客観的に虐待の件数を減らすための施策の話なわけじゃん。ただ、一方で、そういう話をしていると、虐待をされてきた人たちが、その話を見たときに、いやいやいやいや、普通に悪いだろうみたいなことになるわけじゃん。自分にしてきたこと、それが社会のせいじゃなくて自分の親のせいとかさ、自分の親はそれをしない選択もあったはずなのに、なんでみんなはその虐待する人を擁護するんだろうみたいな。そう思うのも当然だし、なんかそこでいつもなんか言い合ってるのをよく見て。
Well, that's Twitter. It's too short and you can't hear what people are saying.
バックグラウンドとか、本当に where you're coming from っていうのが伝わんないからずっと平行線でなんかみんなが言い合うことになっちゃう、なんかそれはもどかしいなって思って最近見てた。なんかいつも見るんだよね、なんか虐待の話の時だから。なんかどっちの気持ちもわかるんだけど、お互いのオーディエンスがずれてるからこうお互いに攻撃しちゃうみたいな。
It's all a process. You're never done. So people just need to figure it out. There's always going to be misunderstanding.
でもなんかそれこそこういうプラットフォームの前はそういうことあんまないわけじゃん。その全く知らない人に向かって何かを発信するっていうのがないじゃん、まず。でその全く知らない人に向かって発信したものに対してまたその相手全然分かんないし、なんでそれを言ってるのかも分かんないけど返さないといけないっていうさ、なんか今更なんだけど新しすぎてこうついていけてないというか人間が。 It's weird.
次。 In a study published in Nature Partner Journal, Aging and Mechanisms for Disease, a research team led by Oregon State University exposed adult Drosophila, or fruit flies, to blue light and then darkness in 12-hour cycles and found that blue light caused neurodegeneration, impaired locomotor function, and reduced lifespan. Exposure to blue light was found... The researchers exposed... Sorry. My notes don't make any sense here. Analysis of the blue light exposed flies showed degeneration in their retinal photoreceptor cells, large vacuoles in their brains, and an upregulation of a metabolic gene associated with oxidative stress. Similar effects of blue light exposure have been identified in the model organism C. elegans. The growing prevalence of artificial lighting and device displays means that humans are exposed to greater amounts of blue light. The effects of long-term exposure to blue light in humans remains relatively unknown.
Nature Partner Journal Aging and Mechanisms for Disease に掲載されたオレゴン州立大学の研究で、ブルーライトにさらされた症状バイは神経変性を起こし、運動機能が低下し寿命が短くなることが分かりました。実験では12時間ごとにブルーライトと暗闇を切り替えました。すると症状バイの網膜の光受容体と脳内の液胞のほか、酸化ストレスに関連する代謝性遺伝子の調節機能が変化していました。過去の研究で同様の影響が線虫の C. elegans にも起きることが分かっています。LED などの人工照明やスクリーンの光は人間の生活に欠かせないものとなっていますが、長期間さらされることの人体への影響は未だ謎が多い状態です。
Yep.
めっちゃ浴びちゃってるんだけど。まあみんなそうだと思うけど。
Mm-hmm. So, people responded to this saying, I mean, some people, I mean, the general public's response, a lot of it seemed to be, well, humans aren't fruit flies.
Right.
yeah. And that's true. Humans are not fruit flies. But some of these biological mechanisms are quite similar. And they've done experiments on mice and found that they have shown similar photoreceptor degeneration from exposure to blue light. And so if you think about it, human beings have not been exposed to any blue light other than the sky.
Yeah.
For millions of years, depending on what you want to call human. I mean, all the way back to the first organism on this planet, you know, there was no blue light shining on stuff at random times or, but now, you know, we'll stare at a screen and beam blue light straight into your retinas.
Yeah.
LEDs peak at like 460 nanometers wavelength, which is bluish. And they've done some experiments with humans, and they found that white light changes your biological response. I forget what it was exactly that in your body that responds, but you have I think there's a retinal protein called melopsin, and melopsin is sensitive to blue light more than the longer frequencies of light. And when your retinal melanopsin proteins are exposed to blue light, it triggers an increase in cortisol and it suppresses melatonin production. So it increases your wakefulness.
Yeah.
The cortisol changes your blood sugar level. So your blood sugar will go up, and then your cortisol will go up, and your melatonin will go down, and then your heart rate will increase. And this is all just because of, you know, photons going into your eyeballs.
Right. じゃあそのブルーライトカットメガネみたいのをやっぱりかけた方がいいっていうことなのかな。
Well, a lot of devices now have this. You can set it to orange, the screen, over the course of the day. So generally, overall, I think we're exposed to less light than before because we're not outside as much, right?
Right.
But then the color of the light is sort of the problem, and the timing of the light. So naturally, it should be getting quite orange. Everything should have a quite an orange tint later in the day, and then it should be dark. And your circadian rhythm is completely based on that. So if you expose your retinas to blue light for a long period of time at night, that can actually disrupt your circadian rhythm.
それもずっと言われてるよね。あとこう目の発達とか近視が悪くならないためには、バイオレットライト、まあ、だから紫外線、太陽からの紫外線の一部のそのバイオレットライトに目をさらさないといけなくて、だからでもそれって窓とかだと遮られちゃってんだよね。だからこうずっと家の中にいるいて、そのライトがカットされてると、例えばちっちゃい子供とか目がまだ発達してる途中だと、あんまり良くないって。
One thing these researchers are suggesting is that the fact that the light is visible doesn't necessarily mean that it's safe. So if you move to longer wavelengths from ultraviolet, then you'll get like that crazy LED blue color, and then, you know, green, and you'll move in. But it's possible that the ones that we can see, blue light from LEDs, is also bad in similar ways to UV, or in worse ways. We're not sure. But if anything that, you know, if anything that's happening to these fruit flies could happen to human beings, then that would be very bad. Is, you know, if you're having some neurodegenerative condition as a result of looking at your screen, you know. And so the brightness of the light matters. And in the experiment with the fruit flies, they found that sensitivity increased with age. Now, in humans, the cornea tends to yellow as you get older, so that may not be true for human beings. We're probably less sensitive with age. But the damage was caused by an accumulated exposure. So several days straight, just a couple days would disrupt, but it wouldn't cause damage unless they did it for many days in a row. And they also found that the blue light damaged mitochondria in the C. elegans study. And that's not, you know, that's like part of the cell that, you know, isn't involved with your eyes or anything. So that's weird.
Right.
So it's possible that it has effects on your body outside of just your eyes and your brain.
Your computer is always really bright, no? My husband's phone's really bright too. I don't know. Maybe my eyes are more sensitive than other people.
In humans, babies, small children would be the most sensitive to blue light because of the way their eyes are. The cornea is not as developed and not it's more transparent to that frequency. And so, I mean, we're the first generation. We're the first generation that this has ever been done to. It's possible that it's fine, but it's possible that it's not fine. Yeah.
Well, the scary thing is that even if they find out that it's not okay, I don't think that we change our behavior that much.
I've already changed my behavior. You know, I had the Flux app on my computer for a long time.
Okay.
And it would change the frequency of the screen. So it would get orange after like 4 p.m.
But like if it's orangey, then does that mean that there's no blue light coming out?
Yeah, you can reduce it by a lot. Yeah. It's almost totally orange. But my eyes have adjusted so it looks white. But if I have my phone up and I look at my phone, which is white, I'll be like, oh, my screen's orange. Your eyes kind of adapt.
Kind of, なんか dark mode はどっちかなって。なんか全体の光は抑えられるじゃん。バックグラウンドが黒いから。だけど字が白いじゃん。その黒い字を読むのと白い字を読むので、白い字の方が目が疲れる感じがする時もあるのね。
It's just the number of pixels that are white versus the number of pixels that are.
Yeah, I understand that, but like.
You feel like it's worse?
Well, I don't know if it's worse, but it's not that good either.
I think it's much better. I like so our app is like super shiroi, right?
Yeah.
The normal mode. And I would have to like do like bug testing and stuff at night, and I'm looking at, and our own app is like, oh my God, this is so bright.
Mm.
So I'm glad we have the dark mode on it. And I'm using dark mode for everything now.
そう、
私もでもそう。beaming light into our eyeballs until we know the answer.
いや、私もずっとダークモードにしてる。だから、私も息子を寝かしつけて、でも隣に寝てないと起きちゃうから、その寝かしつけた後にその仕事のメールとかやるわけじゃん。真っ暗の中で。でも目がボロボロだよ。目がボロボロだけどどうしようもないから、もうこのフルーツフライみたいになってるかもしれないけど、もう。
You know, my eyes have this problem where I can't focus on blue light.
Ah, right.
And I can't focus on like those frequencies of light.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if it's related just from staring at screens. Because I was playing a lot of like StarCraft and stuff.
Oh, like
computer.
Maybe.
You know, parents would be like, don't sit too close to the TV.
Yeah.
And then all this research came out like, oh, it doesn't matter that much. Like they're overreacting. But I think they were right. Right?
And it's too late now.
Well, we'll find out how right they are.
Yeah. See?
According to a paper published in Science Advances by researchers at the University of California, Santa Barbara, the tendency to believe kids these days are worse compared to previous generations has been happening for millennia and is likely a product of our biases and poor memories. The study asked survey participants whether they thought youth were less respectful, less intelligent, and less well-read than the youth of the past, and on average, people said yes. More authoritarian respondents were more likely to think that youth were less respectful, and more intelligent respondents were more likely to believe that youth were less intelligent. Generally, people agreed with the view that kids are declining in two out of the three traits. However, which traits those were would depend on the particular strengths of the survey respondent themselves. In other words, belief that children were declining in a particular area was correlated to the respondent's own ability in that particular area.
Science Advances に掲載された UC サンタバーバラの研究で、人類の歴史上、最近の若者はしょうもないという考えが数千年間存在していますが、それは単にバイアスと記憶の誤りによるものであることが分かりました。研究では被験者に過去の若者に比べて今の若者は礼儀がなく知性が低く本もあまり読んでいないと思うか尋ねると、被験者の大半がそう思うと答え、少なくともその3つのうちどれか2つにおいては悪化していると答えていました。ただその悪化していると思う2つがどれなのかについては被験者自身の強みに左右されていました。例えば権威主義的な人ほど若者の礼儀がなっていないと答える傾向にあり、知性が高い人ほど最近の若者は知性が低いと答えていました。つまり自分が得意な領域において特に若者が悪化していると捉えていました。面白いね、
うん、
ゲストがちょっと早く来てくれたので、ね、ちょっと特別編の収録を今してきた。ちょっと仕切り直しで、はい。そうね、最近の若者はしょうもないっていう話ね。
うん。
いや。面白いよね。こう自分はそういうことを言う大人になりたくないなってずっと思いながら、今、33歳になった。
And what do you think of the youth?
いや、なんかあんまり関わることがないから意見を形成するほどのこうデータがないっていうのが正直なところだけど、まあうちの弟は20代でまだなんか悟り世代って言われる世代だけど、だから要はこうめちゃくちゃ合理的でこう会社のそれこそ意味のない飲み会とかはあんま行きたくないとかさ、そういう系男子なんだけど、
うん、
でもすごいしっかりしてるなって思うけどあんまりなんかこう最近の若者はって思いたくなるような場面に出会ったこともないし、個人的には、
うん、Well, do you think kids are reading more than before or smarter than the youth were before?
Smarter かどうかは分かんないけど。
More respectful? I feel like youth are generally less respectful towards older people these days, but I think that feels like just an observation, but maybe it's my bias. Doesn't that just seem obvious, like super obvious? That kids now, youth today, are not that as respectful, in particular towards elders, but just in general.
そうなのかな。こう昔は確かに絶対こう年が一個でも上だったらこう 100% 敬語使わないといけないとか、こうお父さんの言うことはもう絶対で全部従わないといけないとか、その礼儀リスペクトフォルにしようと思ってしてたっていうよりかはルールとしてこう押し付けられてやってた部分があるのかなっていう印象なんだけど、今そこまで言う人もいないし、なんか逆にそんなこう俺が年上なんだからなんか
聞け
みたいな、なんかそういう方がやばいっていう風に変わってるから、なんかリスペクトフォルじゃないっていうよりかは日本に限ってはこう普通になったっていう感じかなっていう気がしてるけど、まあ海外だと
分かんないけど That's less respect overall.
Respect? まあ blind respect みたいなものをこう求められてたじゃん。
We're still giddy part of the youth that lost respect. Do you know what I'm saying?
そうかもね。
And if I could speak on behalf of my generation, I think people our age would generally concede that we have less respect towards elders or whoever is supposed to be respected. There's a little bit more of a...
そうだね。
It's like you don't listen to someone just because they're an adult.
そうそうそうだね。
You know?
なんかそれが多分昔は許されなかったから、こうおじいちゃんが言ってることに意見するなんてもう信じられないとか、
That's dumb とか普通に
言える。 そうそうそう、 うちらの世代はそれが別にできちゃうから、できちゃうし、うちのおじいちゃんもそれでブチ切れるみたいなタイプじゃなかったし、まあ、それは個人の差ももちろんあると思うけど、だからでも分かんない、自分もこう60代70代とかになった時に最近の若者はとか言いたくなっちゃうのかな、こう今はこういうふうに言ってても、いずれこう自動的にそうなっちゃうのかなって思うと怖い。
I think the music is objectively not that good though. Not objectively. What am I trying to say? My opinion is that the music
全然 objectively
is not
じゃない。
The opposite of objective.
いや、真逆じゃん。
I don't know how you'd be objective with music, but I don't know if it's algorithms or marketing or rankings or what it is, but the lyrical content is just not that thoughtful in the top, you know, 100 rankings or whatever. That's what I feel.
そう、だって私たちの時だってさ、例えばBritney Spears の Hit Me Baby One More Time とかめっちゃ流行ったけど、別にそんな深いこと言ってない。
Right. No, we're part of the くだらない generation.
あ、そういうこと、もっと上ってこと。
There are older people than us on this planet, by the way.
Well, I know.
We're not that old. You're talking like you're some おばさん。 But no, like we're still 若い方, and we're part of like the 90s,
well,
you know.
Yeah,
like,
but we are 若い方なんだけど、 youth って言われた時にやっぱ I think ofteenagers, and the teenagers that I see online are, you know, like different creatures, right? Obviously. And
from
so,
us, you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
already.
I mean,
so,
they're younger, I mean, but I don't feel like, I feel like the gap between our generation and our parents' generation is much, much larger than what you're talking about. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can listen to the music that, like,15-year-olds are listening to now. And we can say guchigan, guchigan, guchigan over and over again if that's what we need to do. And I can kind of understand that. But our parents' generation just, they see the stuff on, you know, the modern, whatever MTV is now. What is MTV now? You know, YouTube. Oh. And it like blows their minds. When did you get so old all of a sudden? What is this?
I don't know, maybe, because I hang out with children.
I guess so.
I hang out with children. I never see older people. Like, I don't work in the office. Mm. I don't have a boss. Like, mm. I mean, I hang out with my mom. She's older than me, but なんだろうね. And I see my son's gym class teachers. They're so one is 20, another is 23, and they're young. they're young. やっぱ話してて、若いってもう、でもいい意味でね。
うん。
だそれぐらいだ、こん、そうね。だから自分がやっぱこう。
It is weird, like once you turn 20 something,、うん、you're kind of in a stasis. Like you don't, like technically you're aging, but you don't really.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still 28. And
right.
I keep saying
and so
this,
you can but... like you can increase your age by 50%, right? Go from 20 yeah. to 30. Mm-hmm. You've increased your whole freaking life by 50% from 20 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's just you're kind of in a stasis. I mean, not totally in a stasis, but compared to up till 20, right? Like
yeah.
up until 20, everything, every year is like a different phase of your life.
Yeah, even until mid-20s or even later, late 20s, I felt like I was a different person.
Still?
Every year.
When did it, where's the cutoff?
Yeah, 今はそんな風に感じないけど。でも、でもやっぱり自分が変わってるなって思って、打ったことがあって、リョウシバゲストに来てくれたじゃん。で、彼が最初に来てくれたの何年前だったんだっけ
？Long time.
Right? 阿佐ヶ谷の時だよね。だからもう何5年前とか、4、5年前とかなんだけど、まあ最初に来てくれた時何話したかちょっともう一回見ておこうと思って、この間来る前に文字起こしを読んだのね。
うん。
そしたら一番最初のイントロで自分がいやなんかある人からこうニューヨークで弁護士しててでゲイの人がいるって聞いて絶対話聞かなきゃと思ってとか言ってんの、
うん、
今だったら絶対言わないなと思って、
うん、
そのゲイの人っていうことをこうなんていうのそれを彼の何宣伝文句の一つとして、
うん、
あえてフォーカスするっていうのはその当時は多分社会的にもう別にまだギリ OK だったんだよね、それが。
I think it was totally acceptable at that time. I mean, that's what everything was about. It's like you put gay in the title if you're trying to promote.
そうなの。だから私も多分それを普通にやってたし、でも今絶対やんないじゃん。なんかもうそのステージ超えてるから社会が。
This person is here because he's, you know,
gay
or Asian or he's black or whatever.
そうそう。
You know, like,
それ今やんないから、こう自分のなんだ自分が話すときに気をつけていることとか自分の社会的なイシューに対しての態度とか、まあ、人に対しての態度とか言うこと、
うん、
っていうのがこう自分では分かってないけど数年後に振り返ったときに今だったら絶対言わないことをこんなマイクに向かって普通に言ってる、
うん、
っていう意味で自分でびっくりした
I like to think that most of what we have said or would say ages fairly well, but who knows? I haven't really gone back and made sure that that was the case.
Yeah.
But culture overall changes a lot too, and it's...
そうそう、だから、なんだろう。今までこう炎上みたいになったことないじゃん。だけど、なんだろう。時間がずれると、ずれるだけでやっぱり違う結果になると思うっていうか。
Hmm.
それ面白いなって自分で。
You have to predict a future moral judgment.
まあそれは無理だから、それは無理だからしょうがないんだけど、まあその時の自分がベストを尽くすしかないけど。
I think it's totally acceptable. Not, I don't know if acceptable is the right word, but it's totally normal and expectable to say things that will offend certain people if you're saying the truth. If you're not saying the truth, then you have no excuse to offend people.
うん、だから自分で文字起こし読んだ時結構ギョッとしたのね一瞬えっと思ってこんなこと言ってたんだって思ったけどなんだろうまあそれを今すごい反省してもしょうがないというかその時はねもうそれが普通と思ってたから まあ、なんでこの話になったか忘れちゃったけど、そうで今も絶対多分知らない間にやってることいっぱいあって、yeah. 5年後に見てうわこんなこと言ってるとかあると思うけど、なんでこの話になったか忘れちゃったけど、
I guess we're talking about well kids these days. I don't remember how we got from that, but yeah, I mean.That's a similar phenomenon, right? Time goes by and then the judgment changes. Or I think we have a tendency to believe that we're the most evolved or we're the most sophisticated. You know, we're like 最新の人間, right? We're like the latest, greatest, smartest,
yeah,
most technologically empowered human beings. And so everyone kind of assumes, you know, we're the most advanced and we're... But if you read old stuff, like if you read like the Hermetic Corpus or something from Hermeticism, holy shit, there were some people like 1,000 years ago as smarter than anyone you or I have ever met. And they wrote things that are more eloquent.Than I can write today with all the tools I have, all the Google suggestions, and all the, you know, thesauruses I have access to.
Right.
And I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true that we are necessarily the most evolved right now. And, まあ、
個人のレベルが上がってるわけではないもんね。その、なんだろう、周りの環境はレベルアップしてるし、アクセスできる情報の量も、比べ物にならないほどアップグレードしてるけど、かといってそのなんていうの生き物として個人がアップグレードされてるわけではないから、
no,
そこまで
I think we're probably getting worse because we're so augmented. We have so many like patch solutions for things.
しかもブルーライトめっちゃ浴びてるからね。
Yeah.
最初の話。
I think that's a dangerous assumption too. It's like kids these days.
Yeah,
I think that could be valid. Maybe kids are getting worse and worse and worse, and we're just like the second to the most worst. Do you know what I mean?
I don't hear people actually say this.
What kids that these often. Days?
Like in person, I see it on Twitter and stuff, but in real life, I don't really.
It's kind of a joke, or it's kind of an antiquated. You know that what's that movie with Clint Eastwood where he's like sitting on the porch and he's like sipping his coffee and he's looking at these kids like on the street and he's just like, ugh. You don't know that? What was that? Gran Torino or something?
Is it the one where he helps a black kid or something? No, that kid. I forget.
Yeah, I think so. It was something...
Like a bonds
yeah,
with
kind
him,
of had a social, like a, you know, like a generational, racial,
right,
like, whole thing.
Friendship, yeah.
But just the idea of this guy sitting on his porch and just like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know,
like. So you don't,
I don't know how real that is.
People are probably not going to talk to you, so, so, so.I don't know. I've just been having positive interactions with random older men on the street. So,
Your views evolved on just random old people.
Yeah, yeah. They only say nice things. So, I don't know.
I think, old people are underrated.And they're underrated, and there's a lot of help that people could get from old people that they don't. And I think those old people would actually feel better about their life if they offered that help too. So I think there's a lot of potential for mentorship or teaching or lessons or communication between old people and young people. But young people are you know, on all these newfangled...platforms and kind of in a different world than all the old people. And the old people are all dying right now. That's what they do. So,
まあ、opportunities がないからね、その、mingle する。So I like the idea of, よくあるじゃん、老人ホームと保育園とかを一緒の 建物にするみたいな。
Old people have money lying around. They don't even need it. They don't even want it. Old people are just sitting around. No, tons of old people are sitting around. They have a bunch of money and they're just like, fuck. But I don't really care about anyone. So like, fuck it. Say a king.
まあそれは人によると思うけど。
But I'm just saying like, they're... It's... I think it's like a missed opportunity. Because
yeah,
I know
sure.
that there are a bunch of old people... Yeah. Just sitting around on money that like to help younger people, but they just, there's no...
I think I've read about, なんかシェアハウスみたいな。で、そのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんと、なんかお金ない学生とかだっけ?なんか一緒に住んでる、mm. 同じ建物に住んでるとか。Mm. なんかそういうのはあった気がする。
Mm.
So the younger kids don't feel isolated mm-hmm. because they have always people to talk to and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Right now, old people in Japan mostly take care of other old people.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. Yeah.
And all the old people they're taking care of, they know everything that the other old people know.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, you remember when? Yeah, I was there too.
Yeah, and especially like living here in Tokyo, なんかそのa sense of community がやっぱないじゃん。
No.
So.
You know, you could. Yeah, something.Could happen to you right in the middle of public. And
I mean, when I take my kid out to like a playground type place, sometimes I interact with other moms and stuff, but I don't know their names. You know, it's not like we'll hang out afterwards or anything. So, まあ孤独といえば孤独だよね。
I think religion is a big part of this phenomenon too.So a lot of older people are more religious, obviously.
Hmm.
There's not that many people that are like really old and atheist. And so they judge younger people based on sort of moral values, you know?
Hmm.
It's like, oh, these kids are, you know, doing drugs and having unprotected, you know, having... They didn't get...
Unmarital sex.
Yeah, they didn't get married before they had sex and, you know.
Yeah.Yeah, I mean, in that sense, it's kind of crazy that my grandma was okay with me at all.
Yeah.
From her life to my life. I mean, the gap is massive.
Massive.
I'm an alien.
You're totally furyo.
So, oh yeah. Beyond furyo. I mean, furyo doesn't even describe it.
Tattoos? Oh my
God. Oh my God.
Wow.
Criminal. So,
Wow.
そうそうそう。だから、
Disowned.
そういう意味ではめっちゃクールだよね。と思うけど。
We're such a people of our time, too. Like, everyone on earth is a people of our time.
Yeah.
And so, you can't really interact with anyone that isn't of our time.
だからやっぱりさ、こう、お年寄りと若い人を対立させようとするとか、例えばその税金の話とか、まあ、景気の話になった時に、あ、なんで若者にこんな負担させて、年寄りはこんな年金もらってとか、こう、なんだろう、政府に対しての怒りをリレーして、お互いを対立させようとする構造っていうのが絶対あるじゃん、毎回。なんかそういうのを本当にやめてほしいなって思う。なんかどっちのせいでもなくて、このシステムのせいだから、なんか、そこ同士が対立する意味が全くないというか。
Well, it's very easy to blame the younger generations. You know, well, they're not having children, or they're, you know, so the whole system's getting messed up, or they're, you know, going and working in some other country, or they're doing this, or there's plenty of things to complain about young people, and then young people have plenty of stuff to complain about regarding old people. I don't think this is that bad in Japan, but in the States, I hear a lot of people just saying, like, boomers, fuck boomers, boomers are garbage. Oh, must be a baby boomer, what an idiot, you know? And if you're just throwing, you know, just these generalized, generational attacks, I mean, that is just the stupidest thing that I see going on. People blaming their parents' generation. It's like, well...Good luck, because you're going to be old, and then younger people are going to be like, let's burn this motherfucker, this millennial piece of trash, right?
Snowflakes.
Yeah. So we're the next old people, so you want to be careful how you...
Yeah, for sure.
you know, this whole generational call-out thing is weird.
It is really weird. Oh, well.
It's like your own grandparents and stuff people are talking about.
Yeah. まあ、顔がね、見えてれば言わないけど、見えないと確かにね、攻撃するのは簡単だから。Well, 文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから読めますので試してみてください。2週間は無料のやつね、もあるし、あの月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、エッセイも、
yep.
だいたいほぼ毎週書いているので、
We、この間も書いたよ。We released a new update today.
あ、いや、そうだね。
What was your essay?
エッセイ、
なんだっけ。Oh, I don't, タピオカ。
あ、そうだね。そうそう。あの、好きじゃない。あんまり好きじゃないって言いたいとき。だ好きとか嫌いって言い切れないんだけど、あんまり自分は好きじゃないんだよな、タピオカみたいな感じに言いたいとき。
Is that true though? Do you really not like タピオカ？
いや、私タピオカは好きだよ。
なんだ。
いや、なんかみんなが好きっぽいから。
Now everyone is selling tapioca now.
そうでしょ、
やばい
よね。
You can be like furugi or whatever store, like all the cafes.
Yeah.
We should sell tapioca. Oh, we our nagasode and kasane awase parka are almost sold out. So if you want one,
あ、そうだね。今の時期にぴったり。bindingnews.jp ウェブサイトでストアもあります。重ね合わせパーカーと宇宙トレーナーとかね、その寒い時にちょうどいい洋服ありますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。